Hey friends, thanks for tuning in. So I just got a little something on my mind and I wanted to sit down and chat with you guys about it and hopefully hear some feedback in the comments. So lately I've been feeling just like I'm in the in-between. If you guys have ever been there or felt that, just kind of like you're just living, not really existing, just going through all the motions in life with being a mom, a wife, a daughter, and just always busy with school, kids, you know, t-ball, dance, everything that comes along with motherhood and marriage and all the good stuff, but just kind of like just stuck in the in-between season, not progressing as far as kind of where you thought maybe your life might be. I have to admit, you know, as being a wife, a stay-at-home mom, much of my life has felt like I've just lived in the in-between. You know, I find myself saying like, just wait till the kids are grown, then maybe I can have a career or do this or do that, but until then it's like everything is just on hold. I find myself sometimes in the crazy, messy, overwhelming moments of just being a mom. Like, maybe sometimes resenting where I'm at in that dry place. And it comes from just, you know, as the enemy feeds me lies about what he has to say about where I'm at in my life and who I am. And I know it's lies. It's just, it gets overwhelming. You know, I find myself being in a place, my own personal wilderness, you know, I let myself become dry and parched in the resentment from his lies, go through the motions of living, just but forget to actually live right in that moment, because God has called me right in the moment where I am, and he's called all of us right in that moment. I forget sometimes to stop and find the beauty around me in the everyday, in going to school, in picking my kids up, dropping them off, going to dance, going to t-ball, going to the grocery store. There's beauty in that. And it's where I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And I forget that. You know, I stop seeking the water because I thirst for something more. But it gets foggy and hazy, and I forget to find the source that satisfies my thirst. And that's God's word. The more I'm in his word, I don't find myself that in that place of the in-between as far as the feeding off the enemy's lies, because I am drinking from the well, the living water, so I'm not dry. And it's a battle at times, most definitely. But just to remember where our thirst comes from. Jesus is our, you know, the living well, and it quenches our thirst. It quenches that dryness, that parched, and the wilderness, you know. How often in my life, family, friends, moms, mentors, aunts, they'll say, enjoy the days because they go by so fast, and you'll turn over one day and wake up and they'll be gone, and you'll wonder, where'd the time go? And I'll, of course, say, yeah, I know, you're right. And then but be thinking, they must have forgot sometimes how hard this season is, or being in that, and what it felt just sometimes to feel tired or stuck or just stagnant, just there, you know, just living but not existing. Yet we know the saying, the days are long, but the years are short, is true. You know, even in their sinfulness and disobedience, even when they were wandering in the wilderness, it takes me back to, you know, the Israelites. God didn't abandon the Israelites. He provided for their needs. And it's the same for me and you, you know. It's so awesome to just stop and rest in that beautiness and the promises of God, that even in the overwhelming storms and different things, God provides right where we are. He doesn't wait for us to get to the finish line. He doesn't wait for us to become perfect or have it all figured out. It's there in our craziness of days, in our, you know, non-perfectness, in our being. You know, take time to drink from the refreshing living waters as they're provided to us daily. We need to get the manna of His Word. God is with you and cares about each moment of your life and my life, even the ones we just spent doing laundry, paying bills, or if it's wiping bottoms, still wiping noses. We need to embrace this, the in-between season. That's why I find myself just to remind me to embrace each moment, because each moment that we're given through the day, you know, we are to honor Him, and it is embracing where we're at, and He'll feed us what we need. The desert seasons of life, yes, they will come and go, but the moments found in them, it's the moments created in them that will be our legacy to our promised land. And I find so much comfort in that. And I just wanted to share what was on my heart and just kind of talk to you guys a bit about where I'm at. And just share in the mundane of the days, you know, just to embrace it and, you know, and give God all the glory through all the hard times, especially through the hard times and in the in-between where we are transitioning. And, you know, the more we're in His Word and get His living water, we will progress and move forward and get out of that stuck, parched, dry, you know, wilderness and move forward into His path for us and be well-watered women. So thanks for tuning in today. And if you guys have any questions or thoughts, drop them below as always. And until next time, I will talk to you soon. Have a blessed day. Bye.